All aboard!
You've just punched your ticket to the Disorient Express.
For your safety, please refrain from drinking beverages until the train comes to a complete tangent.
Smiles, everyone! Welcome to Tangent Station. Hello.
Oh, wait, I was waiting for the music to end.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Still waiting on the music.
I'm waiting. Waiting on a girl. Waiting on a friend.
I'm waiting on a friend. Hoo, 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 hoo,
hoo. Thank you. I love it when I do that.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you read my things?
I can't read your things.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so.
Letter. Mr. Sesame Street.
We're just going to go straight into it and say, give me a letter.
Well, I thought you were getting tired of the me pointing out how you were street smart.
No, because I know that because every time I'm tired because when you say it and I try to repeat it, I can't spit it out.
Spit it out.
Spit it out like that. So
Sesame Street.
We will go with the letter of the day today is D.
D.
As in dumbbell.
D is for dookie.
So.
We're off to a roaring start.
Exactly.
Top five funny or clever pet names.
Yes, and some of mine are real.
All of mine are real.
Some of them were mine is what I meant to say.
Yes.
Because I like funniness. I'm going to start this one.
Go for it.
And my number five is, we have a cat. It's black.
We all named black.
It, all black, so we named it Soot because it looks like a sooty cat.
It's not easy to say, but it does look like it's been in the chimney.
Yep, and I call it my little shit.
Little shit?
I do. Because
you don't like cats.
Well, no. I have one sit on my lap all the time. But he used to, but now.
Yeah, but 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Yeah, exactly. And when you put peanut butter in certain places, I don't care.
Yeah, and Kazool needs money. So.
Yeah.
Cat treats are expensive.
But Soot's been really nice to me lately, so.
Okay, good.
So Soot.
Finally coming around.
Yes.
After 3 years? 2 years?
Two.
Okay.
Yes.
My number five.
It's alive.
Is a bird named Alex Trebek.
Oh, me likey.
Yeah. What say you, number four?
Okay. This isn't necessarily a funny name. It's funny how it was named, though. When Amy was a kid, she had a what she thought was a female cat.
Mm-hmm.
So she named it Crystal to find out that it was a male cat. So it was a male cat called Crystal.
Change it to Billy Crystal.
Nope, they kissed it. Oh, kissed it.
Castrated it?
They kept it Crystal.
Oh. Castrated it?
Yeah, so I thought that was funny, and she talks about it all the time.
What a catastrophe.
It costs.
You'll know mine by the name. MC Hamster.
A groundhog?
Can't touch this.
Oh, is it a woodchuck? Chuck wood?
No, woodcock. Scotch woodcock.
Cookie talk.
If you're listening in order again, there we go.
Listening. Listen out of order. You're out of order. I'm out of order. The world's out of order. Okay.
I had nothing. That's why.
Oh.
Didn't mean to leave you hanging.
You'd leave me. Yeah, see, this is why I can't do it by myself.
What?
Again. Exactly. So, this is a dog. And this dog's name is Mousy.
Mousy the dog.
A dog named Mousy.
Okay.
It's like a boy named Sue. Do you know that was from Shel Silverstein who wrote that?
Yes.
Okay.
I know all about that because I have an aunt named Sue and a grandfather who loved Johnny Cash. So
I know a few Sue.
Indian?
Native Americans.
Well, yeah. Six of one. Depends on if they still call themselves Indians.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mousy.
And we've done the Native American thing, and our Native American friend said, you mean American?
Yeah.
All right, you were here first. Sorry we came and built buildings and infrastructure and roads.
We were such savages.
Well, we were at one time.
We were.
We made the Chinese build the railroads. Anyhow, number three.
Hi.
This is a cat named, and some of them are evil like this, Lucifer.
Ooh.
Lucifer.
I like that. I have a cat, too.
You have two cats.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm saying my next one's a cat. My number four is a cat.
Do it. No, you're number three. I don't know what order you're going in, but this is your third selection.
Yes. Sorry, four on my list, but three on the... Yeah, two on...
Whatever.
Yes.
A ding-ding-do.
Kukatu. A cat named Peoples. So it's the people's cat. So don't sue him in public. Take him to the people's cat.
People's cat.
So, yeah, that's funny. Dun, dun. He, you know, when he goes to school, he'll be people's pupils people. People's people.
My number two is a dog. My little Star Wars name, Boba Fetch.
Number two. Wait, that was. Okay, gotcha. Boba Fetch. I like that. Was the Force with him?
Doesn't say.
Does he have a nice laser?
Doesn't say. Oh, yes. It surrounds the yard. He can't leave it.
That's why. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. My approved. Number one.
No.
Yes.
Your second one. No. Oh, you started.
Yes.
Whew, I'm not used to that.
I know. Did I throw you off? Did I tangent station you?
Not throw. More of a jack.
I can't throw you. I'd throw out my back if I tried to throw
you. Didn't throw me off. You said it was more of a jack, not a throw.
Jack me off? Oh, God.
Whoa. Hey, welcome.
Would I have to, whoop, 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 whoop. I had no idea. Woo. Okay.
He's shell shocked from that. Don't picture it. Just do it.
And a dog name, Slobber, S-L-A-W, like slaw.
Yeah.
Burt McDuff. Slobber McDuff. So because this dog was named this because before they named it, it stole some
coleslaw.
So oh, Slobber God. McDuff.
Dogs really will eat anything.
Not anything I tried.
On that note, my number one is a cat called Mr. Meowgi.
Meow.
Meowgi, Mr. Meowgi.
So does he wax on or does he? I gotcha. Does he? Let me finish. Does he wax on or whack off? Wax off. All right. I like Mr. Meowgi.
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 Say the word.
And you'll be heard.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, because, ouch.
All right. Quomodo conquizing.
What the?
Quomodo conquizing.
Say what?
Quomodo conquizing. Making money in any way that you can.
So, prostitution's okay.
It says that. It's called Quomodo conquizing.
Oh.
It took me forever to figure out the pronunciation because I kept wanting to go Quasimodo.
I know, that's what
Quomodo
I thought.
Quomodo conquizing.
Okay, here's mine. Ready?
Do it.
Malapropism.
I don't like that. Where'd the lady go?
Malapropism?
Yeah,
is that like a priapism?
Let me rant.
Go.
It was supposed to be a female.
There is a female in the picture, but what's the definition?
Malapropism.
Malapropism.
Okay.
He's got a little too much attitude.
He does, you ass.
Malapropism.
So, it's the mistaken use of... This is what we do perfectly. Me, more than you.
We're perfect at it?
The mistaken use of a word in place of a similar sounding one, often with unintentionally amusing effects, as for example, dance the flamingo instead of dance the flamenco.
Oh.
So, stuff I do all the damn time. If you notice, and I always do stuff that's me. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Weird how that works out, huh? Yeah. That I do me and you do you?
Yes. So,
I'll say it again. $20 is $20.
So, and that is pretty cool. I like that. Malapropism. Exactly.
Time for Joker's mild or wild, depending on what you think.
Or it could be just stupid like I do.
Are you going first?
No.
I'll go first. A naked man, you got to listen. A naked man broke into the local church. Police chased him round and round until they finally caught him by the organ.
Is that an organ or are you just happy to see me?
A little bit of both.
Oh, my God. He was caught on a sour note.
A little bit of foreskin in my hand.
So, roses are red, tacos are delicious. I use paper plates because I hate doing dishes.
Ooh, that's not bad, baby.
Yeah, I know. Oh, here, wait.
Uh-oh, another one. Bonus plan, ladies and gentlemen, for free. Maybe not.
Oh, ready? What religion does your cat practice?
Catastrophe.
Catlick.
Oh.
Thank you for that.
Absurd City.
Yes.
Coming at
you. You go first because you throw me. I throw you off whenever I go first.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so.
Mine is Fort Gay, West Virginia. Population of 671. The origin of the name is in doubt. One theory is it's named after a Civil War nurse named Gay. In 2010, Microsoft language policies prohibited a user putting Fort Gay as his location on a video game, the Xbox. It took an appeal from the mayor and media coverage for it to be corrected.
What?
Because he's from Fort Gay, West Virginia, and they didn't believe that, and their policy on hate speech and other things derogatory, they saw it as that. And
how is see that's what I'm
that
talking.
That was in 2010. And my mother and my uncle lived the first few years of their life there. My grandmother had in West Virginia.
Is your mother an army brat?
No, it's not a fort. This is called Fort Gay.
Oh, okay.
And I currently have 7 family members there living.
Cool.
They Fort Gay, West Virginia.
They need a one called Fortitude. So it'd be
Fortitude?
Fortitude.
Fortitude.
Okay. Mine is last time or next time or whatever, I had No Name Colorado. Mm-hmm. Well, here's one. You know how sometimes you have cities named after states, like you have Indianapolis, which is means city of Indiana. You have Minneapolis, city of anal.
Annapolis, city of anal.
City of anals.
A-holes.
Appleopolis.
Annapolis, Maryland.
Okay. So this is one that doesn't want to be called after the name.
Okay.
So it's called Unalaska, Alaska.
Oh,
For 4,254 people live in Unalaska because they want to live in Alaska, but they want to be Unalaskan.
But it's not Unalaskan. It still has the...
Exactly. Yeah. So I when I saw that, I'm like, that is funny.
It is. Unalaska, Alaska. Where do you live? Unalaska, Alaska. No, really.
Yeah.
That's a hard time.
No, do you live in Alaska? No, I live in Unalaska. What city do you live in? Unalaska.
No, really.
Yeah.
Hodgepodge, where we choose our own topic. I'm going to go with another street name.
Okay.
Mine is located in Wiener, Arkansas, and it's called Wiener Cutoff Road.
What?
Population 716 in 2010.
All females?
It shrunk to 247, no pun intended, in 2020.
That's hard to believe.
Ha! Home of Arkansas Rice Festival, the second week of October, near Jonesboro, if you're interested.
Jonesboro is not...
Your wiener has a Jones. No.
Not in Massachusetts.
That's Guyana, Jim Jones.
Is that...
In Guyana, the country.
I thought it was Guyana.
Whatever. Are we...
How many D's have we said?
Not many.
And duh. So, yeah, sometimes you guys are going to be so disappointed you don't get a drink.
Origin of the name is in doubt.
Definitely.
Dog and cat. Well, dog when we said that.
Yeah, we did say dog. But no, there's not a lot of D words. D's nuts.
Okay, you're a dick. How about that? There's one. Drink up, people.
I laugh like a dork sometimes, though. Ask my wife. All right, I'm going to do my favorite thing. My wife.
Oh. No handies, please.
No. Okay. So, I like doing books, and we all know that because
doing.
Yes.
Drink
up. Oh,
drink.
I didn't even think about that.
Drink again. Drink. And, oh, I'm in a tape loop.
Anybody. Sorry.
Max headroom.
Exactly. anybody who listens to this knows that I pass gas.
Oh, yeah.
And I like reading books about passing gas.
And you like Depeche Mode. So.
Definitely.
D-da. A ding-dang-do.
A doo-doo-ba.
A triple shot.
Okay. Well, no, here's one for you.
Because the letter's D, remember.
Yes, exactly.
Exacty.
Exacto. So. Here's one about farting. It's called Dragons Love Farts. Exactly. That wasn't me, gentlemen. So, Dragons Love Farts. They're more fun than tacos. It's a paperback. This came out. People must have been really thinking about farts during Edmonton.
Nothing is more fun. Edmonton. Nothing is more fun than tacos. Now get back to the Edmonton.
The Edmonton. No. Edemo. What did we have? The epidemic.
How did you get Edmonton for epidemic?
I don't know, but I could. At least I didn't say epidural.
Oh.
And it's 1258 and it's only 31 pages.
All I can think about are the Oilers now.
Oh, no. You also have the Elk.
Hmm?
The Elk. The Canadian Football League team.
Is the Elks?
They used to be called the Eskimos.
Oh, you can't say that. Not anymore.
I could tell you what they used to be.
The Eskimos.
Yeah. But now the Edmonton
I'm just
Elks.
Saying that's why you can't.
Yeah.
Now they're the Elks?
Yeah. Mm. It's a Larry Fartorama for the whole family. It's a funny fart book that doesn't stink. It's historical places and events present themselves in the 60s hippie culture of Woodstock and must. What the? That's not even like.
English. English, please.
I have no idea what I'm saying. But it's just.
That serves you right because your last book was about farting in the alphabet.
Yeah. I'd like to try to fart the alphabet.
Fart the theme to Jaws like they did in 9 1/2 weeks.
Oh, that would be funny. But it's
my friend here can fart the theme to Jaws. It's $5. What? $5? I can buy the record for $5.
Exactly. By the way, the book reading age is from 4 to 7 years old, and I want to get this. So
for your bath.
It's in English. The dimensions. Publication date, like I said, was during the epidemic. And it gives me the ISBN number, but each colorful scene features new dragons and giggly situations that are so enjoyable. That's all it says.
Hold on. You said dragons and giggly situations.
Yep. It's what it says.
Now I'm imagining dragons.
Imagine giggly, Dragons is a good band.
And giggly situations. If I knew any of their songs, I could. You know what that sound means. Yeah. It is time for the new segment. It's kind of a few episodes in now. Get Off My Lawn, featuring rants by Willis.
And actually, this got started by mistake because I just started going off one time and it just worked.
And I let him fly.
Exactly.
What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, this damn mic. Woo.
Ooh. That first trip is a slippery one.
Yep. This mic keeps going in and out.
Of what?
Mike, I don't know.
Raffoni, yeah. What are you doing, man? Let him go.
Let my people go.
Let Willis go so he can rant.
Was in Egypt's land.
Mm,
let
King
my
Tut.
People go. You know that song? Is that still legal to say that?
What, King Tut?
Oh, do you know that song was banned?
King Tut in Egypt?
No, Walk Like an Egyptian. Sometime back in the 80s. Yeah, I was reading about this is not really my rant. I was just reading about songs that were cut off the air because of it. Like, I should have did it last time. With the Jason Aldean now has been banned, that new song by him.
One Night in Bangkok was banned.
Yes, it was.
In Thailand.
Walk Like an Egyptian.
I didn't know that.
In the Air Tonight was banned by Genesis because they thought it had to do with the war. So, yeah, a lot of things. Remember a few years ago they banned
Did Genesis ban In the Air Tonight?
They didn't ban it.
You said it was banned by Genesis.
No, they sang it.
No, Phil Collins sang it.
Okay, well, he was in Genesis.
But not...
Okay, not that one. But yeah, that one was banned by the radios. Just like, remember a few years ago with the Me Too movement, the Baby It's Cold Outside
got banned. Oh, God.
Yes.
Yes.
I should have talked about that my last time, but I didn't.
And they should have played the whole song before they...
Yeah.
They only talked about the first part, and then the woman has her say and evens the song out.
Exactly. God. So, but I want to talk about something that's...
Everybody settle down a little bit.
I've been getting into...
Our pussy has arrived.
But okay.
All hail the pussy.
Well, there's a few I'm going to talk about. Honestly, it's funny, but I'm going to talk about the weather.
Oh, Natalie Merchant did that.
Yes. Because my wife just texted me and told me she's home early, which is weird. I mean, 6 o'clock isn't early for most people, but for her it is. And she got soaking wet because of the rain.
I thought she was thinking of you.
I did too, but yeah, that's a different story.
Hey, fiddle diddle. Won't you play my fiddle?
Yes. But here's the thing. We watch, for people who garden like we do.
Too much porn.
Yes. Then you got to, shave it.
You said we watch.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that'll clog the drain, remember?
Yes, it will. That was last joke, wasn't it? Just joke.
Yeah, last episode.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. But lately, we've been watching it and it's like either it's feast or famine with the weather. Like, there's times that it won't rain, and you're like, oh, I want rain. I want rain. Yeah. Yes. And then there's times that it just rains, and you don't want, like last night, I said, oh, we could use the rain. And Amy's told me, no, we've had too much rain. Which going to ruin our garden? Mm-hmm. And it, supposedly with that, when it rains, it's supposed to cool things off. Not here in Cincinnati. What did it do? It's getting in the 90s.
Which makes for a tropical situation, and it rains in the tropical rainforest.
But
this week, we weren't supposed to have rain at all. Monday it rained. Now it's Wednesday it rained. Now? And it's going to rain.
I think it's Lorraine now. I can see clearly now Lorraine is gone.
I went somewhere else. I went with Sweet Jane, which has nothing to do.
Speaking of that, do you know that Sweet Caroline was actually written about Caroline Kennedy?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I'd read that before.
Totally different. But the weather risen.
Tangent.
Yeah.
Which keeps us right on
exactly.
Right on track.
But
take it back. We're going to ride on track. Is that going to get you back? Up and get back.
Every once in a while, I get like I'm McCarthy and I just freeze.
Yeah. You. McCarthy. You mean McConnell?
Yeah, that one.
As long as you don't bump your head.
No. But what gets me now is. And now there's every day I get at least once air quality. And that sucks because people with allergies, and if you don't know what allergies are, move to Cincinnati. That's all I'm saying. I didn't have allergies. Well, now I'm in my 50s, so who knows? But so until I moved here.
They call it the Ohio Valley, and Cincinnati is down right in there, it.
Yes. You're down in
it. We had a tornado once that you could see the underside of it because it passed over and it never touched ground, but people could see under it.
I've always wanted to be in one.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I've been in two.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You don't?
No, I'm kidding. I never want to be in one, but I mean, but
you have a basement, right?
Yeah.
You should be good.
I mean, and there was one that hit up here in Blue Ash I guess it's been about 20 years now, and it knocked Blue Ash out.
It was April of 98.
Yeah, it was a few years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that's weather. I mean, it's so unpredictable. And
Max, come back to us.
Jesus Christ.
You people from the 80s might remember Max Headroom.
I mean, weather, I hate that. I mean, like, we ended up, Amy and I, you know, we have an upstairs bedroom in our house. And that's usually where our master bedroom is. That's where we sleep.
The dungeon, right?
But
the whips and chains. And
yeah, pretty much.
Chips. But typical high school
it's
party.
It's been so hot.
Yeah.
That in order
close to close that door off.
Yeah. We were told by our
landlord
people. No, we own the house.
I know.
The people that that come out and service our air conditioner.
Zombies.
Yes, them too. That it doesn't matter if you shut up the house or not. It's still not. It doesn't matter. But we were sleeping upstairs, and it was so hot. I mean, we have our fan overhead. We have a fan that's in our doorway that's supposed to get it out, which is usually nice. But we haven't slept there. We slept down in our guest bedroom because it's so much cooler. Yeah.
Wow.
So, but last night we're laying there, and I'm like, I'm burning up.
Hunk of burning love.
I was, but I mean, I'm laying there, and we have a fan at the end of our bed that's, you know, oscillating. That one, yeah, oscillating, whatever. And it's on me. But even with that fan, I was burning up. And this is where
you found it difficult to masturbate. Didn't
I
you?
Did. Thank you, Amy. But so.
Oh.
But so. But so. What are you doing? Were you just wondering how long it would take?
Yeah.
Okay, geez, money. But so the weather isn't just a rant. I rant so far away.
Yes, it's a pain in the keister. It's just a pain in the
Yeah, and for us old geezers, we don't like pain in our keisters.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I can't mow because it keeps raining.
Yeah, and I wish.
That's another thing. Yeah. Men and their lawn.
And get it this way. Same thing. Weathermen. I wish I had their job. What I do for a living, if I was right only 10% of the time, I'd lose my job.
Yeah.
And I tell people, don't listen to the weather. Look out your damn window. That's the best Doppler you have.
Yeah.
I mean, we've looked at, I have an app on my phone that's the weather app.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And Amy has a different app.
It's wrong all the time.
Both of them say different things. Both of them, it'll say no chance of rain as it's raining outside. It'll say 100% chance of rain for the day. We don't get rain.
Yeah.
So
I squeaked in a lawn mowing on Tuesday.
Oh, I should have. I did my front on Sunday, but I didn't do the back.
It rained Monday, which it wasn't supposed to. It wasn't supposed to rain this week at all.
No, I know.
It
was supposed to be a drought. I'm doing it when we got home tonight from the podcast. I don't think I'm going to do that now.
By the way, tell Spock I found the super glue.
So, but that wasn't much of a rant like last time, but it
suffice.
It grabs my knobs and twists them. That's all I'm saying.
That's an elegant way of putting it. You not really.
But I've just come up with a new thing. We're going to have people walking around this country now going,
grabbing
he's
knobs.
Grabbing my knobs.
Started a trend.
Yeah, I should. Sure did. Trendsetter. I'm a trender.
Dead sexy.
So anyways, so that's my rant. Weather sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows
especially
that.
Especially here.
Yes.
And the whole thing, stick around. It'll change in 10 minutes. Not really.
Yeah.
When it's hot.
It's hot. Yeah.
It's bad here. But
I mean, I got, when I came here today, I was telling your mom, as she let me in, that I get on my car.
I got to talk to her about that.
it's too late. She likes me. Hey, Mikey, she likes me.
I know Mike Raffoni likes you.
Yeah, well, he does.
In and out.
But I'm driving up here, and it's so hot out. You know, I have my AC on blasting because I like it a little cold. I get out of my car, which was my fault, I guess.
You don't want to peel off of your car seats when you get out.
No. But I get out.
Cloth.
I get out, shut my door, and all of a sudden I'm like,
whew, yeah.
The heat just got me. And I'm like, that was my stupidity. I shouldn't have had it so cold. But
you got to be comfortable.
So, and people know that I've ranted before about how far it is that it's not that far. It's like 10 miles, I think. I don't even think it's 10 miles.
It's not 10 miles.
Yeah, 10 miles. I don't know. No, because the whole thing is when I go all the way past Amelia to go to this nursing home, it's about 17 miles. So, no, and it's about 10 miles from here. So, about 7 miles from home. Yeah. About that. So I just want to say weather sucks.
Yep.
And, you know, it's not as a heated topic. No pun intended, but it's not a heated talks like some of them.
We're only dealing realism here.
Yes. Yes. So I'm just saying.
Think we derailed them enough?
I do. So time let's
mosey on back.
Yeah. Let's until next time on Tangent Station. So, wait, where was I?
We're at the end. We made it back to the station. No thanks to you.
So, I guess I didn't derail us after all?
Join us next time you lose your train of thought. Listen, ride, repeat.
Okay, listen, ride, repeat.